I woke up the next morning feeling refreshed, excited, and a little anxious. You know that feeling when you get a little tingling in your stomach and you're worried, but you don't know why? I knew I was going to have to process that. So I just stored it for later and thought about, what am I going to do to find purpose in my life? How am I going to start this day? I told you last night that I thought it was best for me to go back and find my roots. To go back to the neighborhood where I grew up and connect, to find myself, to get centered. So I decided I was going to go see my sister, CBD. I heard she was living in this hip part of Baltimore called Fells Point. She lived in a row home that was probably more expensive than the 10 row homes put together from the neighborhood we grew up in. Nonetheless, I was happy for her. So I began my journey. I found myself in my new living quarters known as Keisha's Closet and readjusted myself, waited for her to come get me, feed me. Today was bacon and eggs with a side of jam. Very tasty. The kid's doing good so far. Got into her backpack. We went to board the bus and then I realized, wait a minute, I'm not going to be in school all day. So I waited. I nudged the backpack so that she would peep and look into it. I kept blinking my eyes and licking my tongue to let her know, hey, I gotta get out of here. She was sitting in the back of the bus. She lifted the window down. She waited till the bus driver stopped at a stoplight, his pierced, aged eyes looking forward. She took the chance, opened her bag towards the window, and I jumped out to start my day. Perfect landing. Simone ain't got nothing on me. Well, I walked to the corner, waited for the light to turn green, and I knew that that gave me the advantage to cross the street on the other side. I had been watching people do this and mastered it over the last few years. I headed south towards my old living area that I had back in the day, and I was excited. As I walked 1 mile, then 2 miles, the quietness of the suburbs started to disappear, and the exciting noise of the city rang in my ears. I could hear people chatting about the sound of the ambulance, the sound of a truck, the engine, idle but heavy. It was a warm September day, and it was a great day for a walk. It was a great day for purpose. I remember the drugstore on the corner, and next to it was a doctor's office. And next to that was this little restaurant that sold chicken in a box with these big fat fries. A lot thicker, a lot more flavorful than McDonald's fries. Boy, I miss those days. Then I realized I had to travel a little further more to get to my sister's house. Soon, I was in downtown, walking on cobbled streets, knowing that I was getting near her home, as she had described it. I followed her scent. Her scent was very relaxing, of lavender and sage, CBD. It's been a while since I've seen her. Boy, I miss my sis. Couldn't wait to spend some time with her. Finally, I was at the corner of her street, and I knew that she was nearby. Before I put my paw on the first step of her house, I heard a voice. Chili. This is you know who. Your favorite sister. Come on over here and give me some licks, boy. I turned. My sister. What have the humans done to her? She had on a little flower dress and a little bow tie that had the symbol peace on it. I thought, good Lord. But that's her. There's no need for me to judge. I miss my sis. I ran over to her. We exchanged in very affectionate brother-sister ways. We took a walk together. She was telling me where she's been living, how her humans have been treating her. Life had been good. She was living, like I, in a really good environment, very well taken care of. She wandered the streets a lot because she told the little boy that called her, for some reason, he called her Kitty. He didn't even give her a name. She told him she had to be free, that she would come home every night. So she spent most of her days just taking walks. She told me about the story of meeting a senator in D.C. She had jumped on a train and then jumped on the back of a dump truck. And then a nice family took her in for a few hours in their car and let her off at the Washington Monument. She had a great lunch with this guy who told her this crazy story of how the world was going to change, how it was going to be different. Then she told me a story about our mom fell ill a few weeks back, and she said that I needed to see her. And that's just like CBD. Start with the good news, then wham you with the stuff you don't want to hear. I told her I gotta go see our mother, asked her where she was, and I went on the visit. My mom never left the hood, felt very safe there, stayed in the same area she stayed when we were children, loved the life she was living. She was beautiful. I was told that she was made from royalty and that we had it in us as well. And I could see it in that moment in her eyes. She was still very regal looking, very athletic. But in her eyes, I could tell she wasn't well. "Hey, Mom, long time no see," I said. She looked at me. She looked again. "Chili? Is that you, boy?" "Yes, ma'am. It's me." "Well, I'll be. Chili, come on over here. Let me see you. Turn around. Oh, look at your paws, nice and strong. Your coat, nice and shiny. Let me see your teeth and gums. Oh, you've been eating right. Oh, where are you staying these days?" "Hey, Mom, I'm north of Baltimore. I just finally settled down. Got a nice little family, but I'm more concerned about you." She forced her smile, pulled herself back, neck up, ears up and erect, pupils dilated. She looked at me and said, "Now you look here, boy, I'm gonna be okay. I'm just an old lady. I'm just growing older, live a lot longer than most cats. Had a hard life, but I don't regret any minute of it. And I don't regret having all these beautiful children like you." And I said, "Mom, CBD told me you weren't well. What's going on?" She replied, "Look here, years and years of eating alley food ain't good for you. I was eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of Doritos and just chicken boxes and... yes, I had some good meals, some turkey thighs, some green beans, some mashed potatoes, but it was about balance, and I didn't do a really good job at that. I done caught the diabetes." And I said, "Mom, Daisy and I told you, you have to take better care of yourself. Daisy was trying to get you to stay with her for the longest time. And fast forward, I mean, he jumps from house to house, but he wanted to take you in too. By the way, where's Rewind?" She paused. "Well, Rewind, he's fine. He's fine. He found himself a family with small children that could take him in, that could really embrace him. All your siblings, all of them, they're doing well. They're doing well. You all did well for yourself. I'm so proud of all of you." I could not believe how my mom aged. I should have been visiting her more. You know, you always think that your parents are going to be around forever. But in that moment, I realized I may never see my mom again. So I had to make this conversation all about her and let her know how grateful I am to have her. I started telling her how wonderful she was and how I enjoyed my life as a child. She stopped me, Chili, I believe you, son. I believe you. Look here. There's something I want to tell you.
Yes, Mom?
Remember when you were little and I told you you were special?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm here now. I'm trying to tap into my greatness to find out who I am.
I know who you are, boy. I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna blow your meow universe. Just sit here. Let me tell you. When I met your father, it wasn't a serious relationship. It wasn't a serious commitment. But we were friends before we were lovers. We met at a kiddie academy long ago, and he trusted me with some important information I gotta tell ya. He lived with some scientists. And he told me that the scientists traveled a lot, that they were on their way to Europe, and that one of the scientists in the home had created this medicine that would make you strong and powerful, that would make you fly and make your muscles strong. So one night when they were asleep, he decided to take a sip of it. And he said it didn't really do anything for him. Unfortunately, he had to leave suddenly when he found out I was pregnant. And they told me to keep an eye on the kiddies, because one or all of you might have that special power. Well, after I had you and your brothers and sisters, I noticed that you had this glow around your eyes. And I didn't get it at first. But then I remembered what Leon had told me. And I thought, he got that special juice. He got that special power. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get up on that roof, around right there, across from that telephone pole. And I want you to jump from that roof across the street to the next one. Can you do that?
I said, Mom, are you crazy? I'd kill myself. I know we have 9 lives, but I don't have wings. That has to be about, 300 feet? I can't do that.
Son, I believe you can. Come on, give it a try. For your mama. That's my last wish.
Oh my goodness, I said to myself. She really believes I have it. I'll give it a shot. So, climbed up the telephone pole, jumped from one branch to the next. My feet landed softly on the tar-covered roof. I backed up, went to jump, stopped, looked down, and thought, oh, I have lost my mind. But it's my mom, and moms never lie. Moms always tell the truth. So I backed up again, thought about what my mom said, thought about what my dad, Leon, told her. And then I thought about my purpose. What if I could fly? What if my purpose was to fly? I tapped into the lion that was from within, started running, and leaped 20 feet, 40 feet, 100 feet, 200, 320 feet. I landed. Oh my God, I did it. I can fly. I cannot believe it. Mom was right. I looked down. Mom, you were right. She nodded her head in agreement. Came back to rejoin my mom to learn more about the experiment, to learn more about what my dad told her. She told me that this superpower that the humans created was to help save the world, and that they were on their way to give it to someone in the Chinese government because they were going to pay them billions for it. She said, son, it's gonna be on you to save the world. You have to get the rest of that medicine, that potion, whatever it is, before it goes to China. And remember, there are a lot of good people in China. There are a lot of bad things about that government. You're gonna have to take it down. And I said, Mom, what? China, what? What are you talking about? How in the world am I gonna get to China? I've never even left Baltimore before. What are you talking about? Shh, she said. You listen to me, boy. It is your job, your role, to change the world. Mom, are you okay? Yeah, boy, I just had this cough. I'm good. You have to change the world. I believe in you. Now, You get back to where you live, you get nestled in that house, and you find a way to get that family to get you to China. Mom, I came here for my purpose, but now you are blowing my mind. I'm like, boom, what in the world is happening? I mean, I'm just chilly. I just learned that I could fly. Well, it's more to that, boy. You're stronger than four trucks put together. You have so many superpowers, but it's on you. You have to find them. Can you save the world for me, boy? Save the world for your mama. Yes, ma'am. I think I can. I think I can do it. I think I can do it. Should I tell CBD and Daisy and the rest of the... No, boy, no. Nobody can know. Nobody can know. Just you. You just save the world and protect it from evil. Now, your daddy told me that the government is going to have this drug in exactly 6 months. And once they do, they're going to use it to take over our country. You got to stop it. Oh my goodness. I put my paw in between my forehead. I can't take this. Oh, oh my goodness. I think I'm having an anxiety attack. Kelly, get yourself together. Believe in you, boy. Now you don't worry about me. Mama's fine. I was raised here. I'm staying here. Believe in you, boy. Now you don't worry about me. Mama's fine. I was raised here. I'm staying here. All my kids are doing well. I did good for myself. You just go make me proud. Yes, ma'am. Kiss my mom on the forehead. Walk with my head down the alley. I kick the can. Why? Why does it have to be me? It's so much responsibility. Past a few dogs barking at me, but I really didn't hear them. Really? Didn't see them. I had so much on my mind. It was close to 3 o'clock. I knew I had to be at the bus stop before Keisha got off the bus from school. And I looked at the clock. The church clock said that was 2:40. Holy gee, only got 20 minutes. How am I going to get across town in 20 minutes? Then I thought about it. I had a superpower. So, jumped on a car that was moving. Jumped on another car. Jumped on another car, then another, then another, then another. Then got the courage to leap. I was flying. I looked down, oh my God. Fell a little bit, pushed my head up, then soared with the birds in the sky. The birds were looking at each other, looking at me like I was crazy, but I didn't care. I knew I had to be across town. I had to be across town in 20 minutes before Keisha got off that bus. Luckily, I landed with 5 minutes to spare, right at the bench, waiting for her. She put me in her backpack, and we conducted the rest of the day as usual. As I was riding in her mom's car on the way home, of course, deep inside the book bag, I was saying to myself, it is my job to save the world. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to save the world. I can do this. I just have to plan it out.